The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The state newspaper yesterday reported that there are several bills being filed for the legislative session that starts on January the 10th that deal with various gender issues. On our guest line this morning from Senate District 11 in Spartanburg County, Senator Josh Kimball. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Merry Christmas. Doing well. Thank you, sir. Hope you are.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I've seen you've been quite busy with Christmas parades and various functions in this Christmas season. I've seen postings on Facebook and other social media accounts.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, and I'll tell you what, I love doing all of that, but my favorite event every Christmas, and I know people may think this sounds crazy, but my favorite event, because it's a reflective time, is Wreaths Across America on Saturday before Christmas, so this past Saturday.
Yep.
I take the boys and we go, my wife and the boys, we go to the American Legion Post and place the wreaths on the graves and spend time with veteran families. That's probably the most touching part of the holiday season for me to do that. I love doing that.
Yep, that is a great program, and we have supported that here on the radio station over many, many years. You know, I read an article last week, and I can't remember the number, but Lockheed Martin contributed a lot of money. I forget what it was. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars to see that those wreaths. Because, you know, people, that's a volunteer organization, a nonprofit organization, and they raise money to get that accomplished. So, good job. Thanks for doing that because it's something that's very special. All right, so you guys, you're gonna take a few weeks off here to celebrate Christmas and the new year, and then back to work on January the 10th. The new legislative session kicks off. Let's start with an article over the weekend in the state newspaper talked about several bills that deal with the gender issue. Recently, there's confirmation from MUSC that they are no longer providing pediatric hormonal therapy. Give us a bit of history on this, because I know you've been involved in this, and why it's important.
Well, you know, it's fun to – I'm glad to see some of the work I did in my first 2 years in the Senate come to fruition. I mean, I don't think people even knew this was an issue until my team and I started working on it, because it was last year whenever I discovered that there was a MUSC was being funded in the state budget to have a pediatric gender reassignment clinic. They were basically helping people, kids as young as like elementary school, to get a gender transition. And of course, they made all these arguments. Well, you know, we're not doing surgeries, but they were doing, they had a hormone replacement therapy clinic at MUSC, and they were certainly helping with that. And they were making references and providing psychologists who were helping gender transition kids in elementary school, even not necessarily with their parents' knowledge. And I felt like that was wrong and reprehensible. So last year during the state budget process, I authored an amendment to the state budget that, thank the good Lord, I got adopted. Senator Harvey Peeler of Gaffney deserves a lot of credit because he helped work with me on this. We got it done together, but I was the primary sponsor to strip funding from MUSC for any kind of gender reassignment for minors. We said, we're not spending tax money on this. The people of this state don't need to be funding this. And so we didn't. We cut it off. And I thought that was a great thing that we were able to defund their ability to provide those services with tax money, but the clinic still existed. So I decided to pre-file a bill in the Senate this year to prohibit any kind of gender reassignment surgery under the age of 18. Because, Joey, if you can't buy a pack of, not that I smoke cigarettes, but if you can't buy a pack of cigarettes and you can't vote and you can't join the military and you can't take out a credit card until 18, because we feel like those are significant enough life decisions that you got to be the age of accountability to make those decisions, then why in the world would anybody think it's a good idea to let a minor as young as 10 or 12 make a gender reassignment decision? So I introduced that legislation. Then the House followed suit. So I appreciate my House friends doing it. I'm glad they're joining this effort too. But the House has filed bills similar to what I filed in the Senate last year and this year. And in light of all the pressure the budget amendment being adopted last year, you know, still in effect through the budget this year, and the bills that we've pre-filed, MUSC decided, okay, we're not even going to fund it at all. So even though I cut their tax money last or earlier this year, they were still using other sources of income to pay for those gender reassignment clinics. But now they decided, okay, this isn't worth it politically, and they announced they have shut down every pediatric gender reassignment clinic in the state. And I feel like that's probably the thing I'm proudest of the first 2 years in the legislature.
Yeah, yeah. So Senator, is there any indication of how many kids they have been treating? One of your legislative colleagues, House Minority Leader over in the House, Todd Rutherford, was quoted in the state newspaper article over the weekend, and I'm going to read you his quote. He said, "At the end of the day, I'm not sure how much of a problem it is in South Carolina anyway, and why are they going to waste taxpayers' time focusing on these issues is simply beyond me." He said, "The biggest thing is moving South Carolina forward and making sure that the business industry likes what they see when they consider South Carolina." So is Representative Rutherford suggesting that businesses moving to South Carolina want to see young kids receiving gender changes, or they just don't care?
First off, that sounds like something that Todd had written at the Democratic National Convention headquarters in Washington. What a bunch of talking points. I mean, I'm used to Todd saying stuff like that. It also always is funny to me that Democrats suddenly care about tax money whenever we're actually cutting spending on ridiculous things like this. He's suddenly worried about a waste of taxpayer time. They don't worry about that when they're blowing billions of dollars on bridges to nowhere. But look, Todd is wrong about this. There's not a single business I have spoken to, Joey, that's ever said, "Hey, guys, we want to come to South Carolina, but please tell me that you do gender reassignment on minors." Come on. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, and frankly, if that is a business's top priority, we don't want that business here. I'll say it on the air. If a business's top criteria for coming to this state is they want to perform gender reassignment on minors, then please stay in California. We don't want you. But no, that's a ridiculous argument the minority leader is making. And frankly, if he wants to worry about taxpayer time and money, we just saved the taxpayers tons of money on funding this boondoggle at MUSC that's taking advantage of kids. And for him to say this isn't a problem is ludicrous. I mean, there are HIPAA laws and things like that prevent you getting the list of names. But there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of kids that have been through these clinics over the years, because apparently they started this without our knowledge, Joey. They started this thing more than 5 years ago and just didn't tell us they were spending the money on it, right? So MUSC was using tax money, directing it in such a way as to pay for these clinics, because we didn't expressly prohibit it because we didn't know they were even doing it. So once I found out they were doing it, we prohibited money to go to that cause. I mean, who knows how many hundreds of kids were affected by this and how many parents may not know about it. It's just like when Todd says, "Well, this isn't a problem in South Carolina, this isn't happening." They said the same thing about critical race theory until we did an audit of the schools and realized, wow, a lot of the schools are doing it. They said the same thing about libraries. I was told whenever I went and pulled they had books about sex reassignment in the four-year-old section in public libraries. I said, "This is a problem." And I went and had parents check out the books, did a press conference, and held up the books for the press to see. And then up until that moment, the Democrats were saying, "Well, there's not a problem here. We don't have those books in the libraries here." Until I brought a stack of about 20 of them and set them on a podium. So that's always their strategy. "Oh, nothing to see here. This isn't happening in South Carolina," except for it is. And then we call it out. They want to act like it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell from Spartanburg. Quickly, in our final minute or so together, Senator, and I always appreciate your time, give us a quick rundown of other issues that you see at the top of the list during this next legislative session.
Well, Joey, for starters, we're going to finally pass education savings accounts. We're going to expand school choice. I think you'll see that happen very early on in the session. I believe in January, we'll probably pass school choice expansion. And that's going to be aided and abetted now by an ally over at the Department of Education, Ellen Weaver. So glad that happened. And then we have legislation pending to repeal a certificate of need. You know, we did that in the Senate last year. It did not make it through the House. I'm hopeful that it will this year. And I know that's kind of people glaze over when you talk about, well, what is certificate of need? It's driving up everybody's health care costs. You've got an oligopoly or a monopoly in health care where only a few big hospitals control everything because nobody can compete with them without a government license. We're going to repeal that license. We're going to make it easier for people to go open MRI clinics and open medical facilities without being part of the big hospital systems, and that'll lower your cost at the That'll lower your costs, give you more choices. So I think those are going to be some really exciting early efforts. And then Senator Peeler and I both have talked about another round of tax cuts. So I'd be really happy if we get into 2023 and we repeal certificate of need, expand school choice, cut taxes again, and defend parental rights. Those are certainly my priorities, and that's what I'm focused on.
Well, and I hope you guys can do just as you did last session and repeal the certificate of need very early in the session, because we need to put the House on notice that they need to start earlier on this. I had Chairman Bannister on last week, the new chairman of Ways and Means, which, as you know, fell under the Ways and Means Committee this past year. And I asked him to you know, make this a priority, as I've asked a lot of House members, and I hope that happens because, as you know, that's an important issue to me. And so you guys get it passed real quick so that we can get started on it over in the House.
Yes, sir. That is our plan. And I appreciate all you do, Joey, to keep the spotlight focused on important issues. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Senator Josh Kimbrell, always good to have you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.